Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Jamie Dawn Show. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jamie Dawn, and I am a psychic advisor at One to Listen, an astrologer, and I am so excited to be here today with my very wonderful, amazing brother from another mother, Oliver Guttorm, who's also an advisor at One to, and I will bring him on in just a second because we have an announcement. Surprise, there's a flash sale going on at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern at One to Listen for 3 hours. So if you want to talk to one of us or try out another advisor, everybody's wonderful there, then we're gonna reduce the rates. So for Earth Day, and if you're not signed up for getting the announcements, the postcards, that sort of thing that Mark sends out, then just go to the One to Listen website, put your email address and information in there, and you'll get the postcard because Mark was dropping a bunch of Earth Day bombs in there. It's great. Anyways, it was very entertaining. So that's happening, and we have a full moon in Scorpio tomorrow, so most likely we'll have a sale for that. And who knows what else might pop up because anything goes. So I'm going to stop talking because there's so, well, I'm not going to stop talking. I'm going to introduce Oliver, bring him on here because we've got a lot to talk about. We're not even taking a commercial break today, but we are going to offer some readings if it is appropriate towards the end of the show. We've got our tarot cards available. We've got our intuition on high. And Oliver, lovely, are you with me?
Absolutely. I've been here all along. I never went anywhere.
I'm so happy to hear that.
People, they're like, do you want to go? I was like, no, I can't. I'm sitting here by the computer waiting for Jamie to call me. Jay and Jamie.
I'm so happy you're with me. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, me too. No, of course. This is just what I needed to elevate my soul and my being today. I felt like, you know, Mondays, they can be sort of, you know, they can be Mondays.
Well, they're not usually any other day, but I get it. You know, why do they call it the Monday blues? I've been, you know, thinking about that for a while. And I think too often it's because so many people are stuck in dead-end jobs or doing things they don't enjoy doing or whatever. So it's like, oh God, I could go back to work on Monday. You know, I'm grateful because I love what I do and I look forward to every day. And
I love what I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we get to do it together.
I know. I'm so excited. But I can tell you, I like to open the shows with what's happening in my world so people have a little insight to myself because I'm not just some talking head on the radio here. So I'm gonna launch in. We're going to lace today's show in with all the events that are happening this week. I didn't get a chance. Mercury's retrograde, by the way. I recorded my Celestial Wisdom video last week and the sound didn't come through and Joan didn't tell me until Friday afternoon because I didn't record it till Friday morning. Didn't tell me till the afternoon. I was like, well, I'm not going to have time this weekend to do it because I'm skiing. And we had all kinds of stuff going, activities going on this weekend at the resort. So anyway, so I'm using the show today to make up for not having my video done because we have Mercury going direct on Thursday. Jupiter-Uranus energy is still happening. We're still feeling effects of it, even though it was exact on Saturday, and Venus canoodling Chiron, that was happening yesterday. Full moon in Scorpio, as I mentioned, is tomorrow. And so there's a lot of intensity because that full moon is squaring off with Pluto. You know your favorite planet, right, Oliver?
I love Pluto. Thank God that planet is off my sun. That's all I can say.
Oh, God, I know you survived. I'm so happy.
Barely.
I know. Well, I keep saying, Pluto says, surrender or die. And you're like, I'm not dying yet. So I guess I surrender. but with this full moon, I have to tell you, the energy this weekend was tough for me. There was good moments. I mean, I love skiing and all that. And I made it past my 1 year anniversary from my ACL accident from last season. Yeah, it was great.
I would say congratulations. Congratulations that you're not crawling anymore.
I can't say I didn't fall. I have fallen a couple of times this season, but I didn't injure myself. So happy about that. And but I was getting so many of my little wounds scratched. It would, if somebody looked at me funny, if someone said something, you know, who better than my lovely partner who he knows which buttons to push. He doesn't do it consciously, but there were some things that, you know, he would say to someone and I'd hear, I'd be like, wow, what about me? Huh? You know, or there would be, this is a silly example. I'm going to be totally vulnerable and transparent here on radio. But last night we watched a movie that I hadn't seen and he loved. And he goes, I always cry at this part. And he's, you know, doing his crying and stuff. And I have no problem crying at movies. You know that about me. But it didn't move me in the same way. And he looks at me and he's like, you're not crying. And I'm like, no. And he's like, this is so
do I need
beautiful.
To punch you? Do
I
need
I to know, punch? Right? And I was like, but it's a beautiful movie. I'm not taking anything away from the movie. And he was like, wow, this makes me want to get in my car and leave. And I was like, what?
What?
Exactly. Because I wasn't crying at a movie.
What is this, fifth grade?
I know.
You're not crying at my movie that I just cry at all the time. So I'm leaving.
God bless them. I mean, it was just one of those moments, right? Where you're just kind of, you scratch your head, but.
I kind of had those moments myself, you know.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, one of my biggest fears or triggers, wounds, whatever you want to call it, is fear and is abandonment and rejection. And so here I am, I'm like, oh, he's going to leave. You know, and I'm like, because I didn't cry in a movie. Anyways, I went upstairs and started reading my book.
Oh my God. Seriously. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well,
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it was one of those weird weekends that every little, I mean, that normally shouldn't be that big of a deal. Right. And he was just, he obviously wasn't leaving and it was just him poking, if you will, having his own reaction. Cause maybe maybe he felt vulnerable because he was crying and stuff. And it's not the first time we've cried together. So anyways, it was just one of those really bizarre kind of things. And I like blaming Mercury, as you know, when it goes retrograde, which it never affects you much, Oliver.
For some reason, it does not. And guess what? I'm about to buy another flight ticket during retrograde.
Of course you are. I thought you were already going to Denmark.
No, everything has changed. God, seriously, keep up, Jamie.
Well, fill me in. Fill us all in. We want to know.
I'm going to Canada. How did I become a Mexican resident? Now I'm leaving.
Yay, congratulations.
Yay. So I'm moving. So I'm going back to Canada for a bit, and I have to go to Denmark in June and get my four-legged, my little fur baby.
Marco Polo.
He's coming back with daddy. And I can't wait to have my little baby back. Even though he's absolutely spoiled. Oh my God, you just see him when I see him with my sister on Skype. That dog is like getting away with murder, I'm telling you. Did I tell you he figured this one out, that every time he went out in the backyard to pee, he would get a treat?
Oh yeah.
So he kept running to the door to go out and pee even though he didn't have to pee. He figured that one out really fast. And my sister was kind of foolish enough to fall for it all the time. I was like, really? You really can't see through that one?
Well, you probably don't remember this, but when Diesel was alive, I hung a bell at the back door. Yeah, because you and I didn't know each other then. But I'd hung a bell at the back door for him to ring to go outside to do that very same thing. And
oh, yeah?
The fucker would keep ringing the bell. He didn't have to do anything. He was just ringing the bell for the treat.
Oh my God. They're so smart. They're so smart. They really are.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have not. Now I'm looking after Da Vinci, Marco Polo's brother. I took him out all Friday. He was out for like 12 hours. I mean, that poor boy slept all weekend.
I bet he did. He's so cute.
Yeah, he is cute.
I remember. Yeah. Did anything unusual happen for you over the last few days? You know, I like to hear stories about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, canoodling, as I like to say, happening, because it's so unexpected. It was sort of like the things that triggered me this weekend. I couldn't have planned them. It was just like all of a sudden, I'm like, in some ways, I laugh at myself because I'm like, really, you're getting upset about that? But I'm here.
No, absolutely nothing happened.
No, nothing
I
happened.
had no, I had a like previous weekend, that was a different story, but this
Oh,
weekend,
yeah.
no, but this weekend, nothing. It was sort of quiet and I just enjoyed myself. I mean, my cleaning angel canceled on me again. So,
Oh, that sucks.
so that's about that's how dramatic that gets here. So, no, what can I say other than my roommate is that has been here for 6 months is leaving on Friday, and yeah, I'm just preparing to go back to Canada, which I'm not necessarily looking forward to that much, but on the other hand, I there are certain things that I'm looking forward to go back, and that's like getting all the things I can't get down here, like my deodorant and my
Oh,
body
right.
shampoo and
So you basically go back to Canada to shop. Most people don't say that, but that's pretty much what you're doing.
yeah, but I'm gonna stay there. Actually, I'm staying there for a bit. I am gonna be traveling, but it's gonna sound like seriously, it sounds like I'm just jet setter, you know. I am gonna be coming back and forth between Toronto and Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Okay.
So yeah, I yeah, it sounds really like, wow, Oliver, you're really just like it's not as glamorous as it sounds.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. Well,
But
I'm
no,
different.
no, nothing, no, nothing happened. I mean, nothing that I would say was out of the ordinary. As I said, the previous weekend was, yeah, that was not a good weekend.
Yeah. I get it.
So
Well,
I don't know, maybe I'm immune to planets.
I don't know about that. I mean, this is the whole thing about astrology that I like is that it really helps bring out patterns more than I always say the planets don't make us do anything. It's really we feel some of the effects if you think about it. Like the Mercury retrograde, as I like to jokingly blame Mercury, it's still true. Like me recording the video and the sound didn't come through and I'm like, "Oh, screw it, I'm not going to do it now." And then I had to get my brakes, my back rear brakes on my car fixed. I have a low tire sensor that needs to be fixed. You know, these are all mercurial things that are showing up during a Mercury retrograde. I'm not traveling during a Mercury retrograde this time. Actually, that's not true. I went to mystery school just I was going, yeah, when Mercury did go retrograde at the beginning. But I didn't
Yeah.
have any travel delays or anything like that. But there's been some miscommunications that have occurred, you know. Oh, here's a really cool Mercury retrograde. I had my very first paying client reach out to me last week. I haven't talked to her in 20 years.
Wow.
I know. That was cool. Because I
That
always say
was
Mercury
cool.
retrograde brings conversations, people from the past, things like that. I haven't had any romantic kind of things, no exes come ch chasing me down or
Yeah.
any conversations from the past, you know, with my current partner or anything like that. But yeah, that was kind of cool just to, you know, have her, she reached out, she goes, "Hey, it's so and so, and I got your number. I don't know if this is still good. Do you still do readings?" And I was like, wow, what a blast from the past.
That's
So,
incredible. Yeah, that is incredible. No, I can't say that I had like it's really weird. Like in this Mercury retrograde, I mean, I got my residency during a Mercury retrograde. Trust me, I had to sign a lot of papers. So we'll see how that's gonna go in the future. But
Yeah, but it's good for wrapping things up. You've been working on that residency for a while.
for a long time, yeah. 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 So that kind of did get wrapped up. So that's true. It's done. Yeah. It's been 2 years coming. And it wasn't always. It's been a little bit of a headache once in a while, but I mean, whenever you have to obtain documents like that, it's always a bit of a headache. But hey, now I'm a little bit of an expert, so if you ever want to find your way to Mexico and settle down, then I can probably give you a hint or two.
Excellent. You know more about it now than you ever wanted to, probably.
Well, you know, it's just like I have to be honest. I did get scammed with one company first down here. I'm not gonna lie. I'm usually not that gullible and that blue-eyed, but when you it's about patience, you know, and then because you hear so many different things. This is one of the things why where I always love to be present because then I know what's really going on. Because when you just, I'll go through it myself. Because every time you hear other people's experiences, they're always different from yours. You know, I mean, it's just like, and it'll all and only ever be your experience. I mean, like when I finally found the right person and it got going, I mean, it was easy. I just sort of had to show up 8 o'clock in the morning, pay my money, and I was done by 1:30. I walked out with my card. So
You know what?
it's
So
yeah.
funny you're talking of the way you're describing it is like any relationship, not just getting residency, you know, but finding the right person. And it was just triggering for me what you were saying about how some relationships are just easier than others, and your experience is your experience. And I'm talking about all kinds of relationships, not just business or
No,
romantic.
exactly. Yeah. You know, well, you're kind of right there. You know, sometimes we have, what is it that we have to kiss a lot of frogs?
That's right. That's right.
I can tell you, I've had my share. None of them have turned into the prince yet. So I don't know. Or maybe they have after I left them, after that nothing happened. Maybe it was just a delayed reaction. I just got out of there soon before I could even see it actually working. So.
Well, I'm going to set the audience up with some energy here for us to dive into because we're as we continue to transition into the week. But yesterday we had Venus in Chiron, and again, planets don't make us do anything, but it's but as I describe what that energy is, I find it fascinating because in my mind's eye, I didn't consciously remember it because I was busy skiing and hanging out with friends and stuff. But Venus and Chiron conjunct, what that energy brought in was all the wounds that originate in relationship. And what was triggering me was relationship stuff, right? And then it's and this fear of rejection or not being good enough or that we don't deserve to be loved, beliefs and fears that that we'll be rejected or taking away some of our confidence. And so with the Venus Chiron conjunction, it's the opportunity to embrace that vulnerability and to really heal our hearts. And because we're wired to avoid pain and suffering, right? We stop until it hurts, or we don't, we're it's like, oh, it's painful, I'm not going to do that kind of thing. And instead of diving into the pain and feeling it, because we know we don't, we can't heal what we don't feel, we run from it and we shut ourselves down and we stop just when we're about to break through the fear. And I don't know if you remember this, Oliver, but Andrew Holacek at Esoteric School, he had said, fear is the fare we pay towards our enlightenment. So we work so hard to avoid anything that is going to be painful, and because who likes pain? I mean, I'm not talking about sex, but some people
Oh,
like
are you crazy? I just
that.
like this. I'm just kidding. Bring it
But
on.
you know, but most, I mean, as human beings, we're in survival mode. We're taught, okay, don't go, you know, don't touch the hot stove, right?
No,
But
sir, it's
anyways,
true.
but all this energy building up, now we have this full moon tomorrow, and it's got this square to Pluto, as I mentioned, but it's all, here's some keywords for it: truth, transformation, healing, creating dynamic tension that forces us to transform and surrender or die. And it's intense times, and it's also letting go of the pain, but holding, but if we hold on, then it's suffering. So
Yeah, that's
letting
true.
go, right? Letting go can be painful, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, but holding on is suffering.
Yeah.
And so
Well,
these
it
are.
all, well, it always is. I mean, I love what you're saying there, that holding on is the suffering because I don't think I could agree with you more because that's what we often do because we are afraid of change to a certain degree. I mean, we all say that we embrace change, but you know, the only constant in life is change. And a lot of times we don't want it. We get very comfortable in our little comfort zone. And so So it is about letting go. Sometimes we'd rather stay there, you know, in the middle of the hurricane and having our limbs pulled off than just.
Yep.
I am not moving. Yeah,
That's
but
right.
there's a trailer coming at you right now. I
I still laugh, and I practice self-forgiveness regularly. At the time where I looked at you at one point on the plane, I'm like, why can't you just let it go?
Okay, in all fairness, I think you were done hearing about it by that time.
No, that wasn't it. I hated seeing you in pain. That was the thing. And really it wasn't just that you were in pain, you were suffering. And that's what was hard for me. But again, it's not my job. It's the each individual. We have to do our own work. I mean, I can tell you that I spent a good half an hour this morning journaling my process all weekend, and it came back to a common theme. I am so attached to a particular way that I should be in a relationship with this man, and it's not showing up quite that way, and I'm creating my own suffering because I'm so hell-bent on it has to be like this. And intellectually I know that's stupid, and all the practices that I do and you know what I teach and preach and practice, but I'm human. I still have desire, I still want things.
I was just about to say that, you know, we as you were very open and honest as you opened up the show and said, you know, let's talk about what's going on in my life, because you said, you know, I'm not just a talking head here on the radio. I do actually have a life, and I think that this is one of the about being authentic, and I think that you're just being authentic, Jamie. You're being authentic with your feelings, emotions, and who you are. And God forbid we should all be perfect and experts, like that word expert, that always is like nails on a chalkboard for me. I don't know why, it just is. But I think it's because it's so easy to say, well, I'm an expert in that. Oh, really? I think you can have a really vast knowledge within a certain topic where other people don't have that knowledge. But I think it's so. But anyway, I mean, like you're just like when we. Because I mean, what we do, we use our intuitive gifts to guide people and also our own life experience and life journey. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, like this one of the reasons why I love traveling and being out there among people is because that's where I grow. This is where I learn what it, like I love seeing different cultures. I love hanging out with people from around the world and because it teaches me a lot about people and human nature that I can pass on to people that I talk to, you know, because just from experience. And for me, the best way to do that is to be out in the world and not just sit and take it all in on a computer, right?
It's true.
I actually have to be present.
Well, experience is the greatest teacher.
I not without getting political here, okay, because I don't want to do that. But when the truckers in Ottawa, you know, when they were demonstrating, I mean, they got such a bad rep, and they were like dangerous, and they were this, and they were that. So thank God I was just in Toronto. So taking a trip to Ottawa wasn't that difficult, and I can tell you that was some of the most peaceful protesting I've ever seen in my life. They were handing out hot dogs and food to the homeless, and there was like jumping castles for the
Nice.
kids, and
Very
so
nice.
I don't know whoever said that they were all that, you know. But then again, you know, like, so this is my point is I love to be present to see what's going on, you know,
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
that is if my life is not in danger.
Sure, of course. Well, I mean, we talk about experience being the great teacher, and you know, I'm with you. Expert feels a little pretentious to me. It's sort of like I'm the expert in this field. I like the word masterful. I want to become more masterful with certain things in my life, you know, more masterful at astrology, and that means I have to practice it, and I have to talk about it, I have to teach it, you know, that sort of thing. More masterful when it comes to relationships, which means I'm in a relationship that's challenging me. I'm not running from it. I've got to go deeper within myself, you know. I want to become more masterful with my responsiveness, or Because of my fear of rejection, I would say it's probably my number one fear, when it comes to personal relationships, that it makes it difficult for me to speak up and to really say what I want and say what I need, communication. And so I want to become masterful with that. So I'm being met over and over again with opportunities to speak my truth and be authentic. And that's not always easy, you know.
Well, it's not always easy. I mean, just being down here on planet Earth in the school of life is not always easy, right?
Yeah, for
I mean,
sure.
there's always some growth that need that can happen, and if we're willing to look at it that way, right?
Yep, for sure.
So no, and altogether, like it's yeah, no, I think you're being authentic with who you are,
Well, that's definitely.
at least you invested a relationship.
At
I
least
have a
what?
at least you are is
Oh.
investing in a relationship. The only person I'm in a relationship right now is my Chihuahua, so that's it.
Well, I mean, yes, and I will say that being in the relationship, I would be lying if I said I didn't have moments where I'm like, I'm out of here. I can't do this. How long do I wait for that? Or what, And I, again, if it's not abusive, which mine is not by any means, as long as you're not in an abusive relationship, keep going deeper into yourself. You don't have to abandon the relationship to still go and find your authentic voice and your authentic self. I think about, if I was partnered with somebody who basically imprisoned me, if you will, that would be a whole different ballgame. But no, I mean, the only person that keeps me imprisoned for what I think or what I say or do or don't do is me. I have full agency of myself, and I can decide whether or not I want to go to this place or hang out with this person or whatever. So,
All I can say to that is, damn, there goes my chance to call you Rapunzel.
Listen, Disney boy.
Let
Oh,
down your hair.
speaking of things to do, I just have to give a shout out. I know that the music at the for my show is a little mellow, but I wanted to give Talbot, my son-in-law, some kudos because he's really starting to find his musical talents being appreciated, his creative outlets here in Reno, and so I got to they Tatiana had my daughter had reached out and said that they were doing a cookout for at the band's house. My son-in-law Talbot is singing a cover, what was I saying? Lead singer for a cover band of Pantera. So if anybody's familiar with screaming loud music and knows Pantera from the late 80s, early 90s, they're fantastic. And anyways, so I went and I saw him sing and this band play in the garage. It was so cool. I posted it on my Facebook page, the video. But I was like, wow, the boy can sing. So that was kind of cool. And I'm bringing that up because, it was just one thing I wanted to do this weekend was to support him and to hear this. And my partner had said to me, he's like, well, you sure you want to go all that way? It was only 20 minutes away. He's like, after we've been skiing and da da da, and the day's gone by. And I was like, yes, I need to support them. So that long story, one, to say I'm proud of my son-in-law, but two, to say I gave myself permission to do what I wanted to do. So,
Good.
yeah.
I need to do that sometimes. I on my journey with the Chihuahua, Da Vinci, on Friday, we walked up the Malecon here, and I just got hungry, and so I walked by this restaurant, and of course they always want you to come in, but it was like off the Malecon, which is for those of you who don't know what the Malecon is the beach promenade here in Puerto Vallarta. Well, it's very touristic, but it's also beautiful and a lot of fun. But
It is. I've been there.
so yeah, you've been there with me. So I went off sort of the beaten track, I would say, but I went up to one of the side streets and I found this restaurant called Melissa, and I just went in. I could bring the dog, and I said first it was the best seafood restaurant in porobiata. And I was like, I don't really feel like seafood. So I asked, do you have other dishes than seafood? She said, yeah, we got grilled chicken. I thought, oh, well, grilled chicken. I'm always up for grilled chicken. And I just sort of treated myself to that and ended up being alone in the restaurant. I don't know. Maybe it's my deodorant. I don't know. But I asked for garlic. I said to him, if you think you've put enough garlic on there, put even more. So he put, there was garlic on the chicken, and then I got a plate with garlic on the side.
Oh, jeez.
It was awesome.
Were you trying to get vampires away?
I told, yes, I said, I don't want any vampires around me.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely delicious. I swear to God, it was so I can highly recommend Melissa if you come to Puerto
Excellent. We'll try it out next time I'm there.
Vallarta. Yeah, you will. You will.
Oh,
So yes, but talking about, doing what you want to do, that's sort of where I decided to just, I actually played hooky, like both Friday and Saturday. I mean, I did take, I was talking to clients. That's not that it wasn't there, but everything else, everything else, you and I, Jamie, that we do behind the scene that people don't know that we invest in of
right.
time and like everything, like would you like, I think Joan makes it look so easy, right? But
Exactly.
God knows that it's not just sitting and taking a phone call, right?
Right. No, it's true. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and things, like you said, are happening behind the scenes.
So that's it. So like putting together the, yeah, well, you put together your videos sometimes without sound and
Not intentionally without sound. It just happened that way. I usually check it. I did check it, but the problem is I got interrupted halfway, not even halfway, like 2 minutes into the video. So I paused it and I must have done something with the audio. Yeah. So, oh well. So what do you think about offering some readings? I'm going to do it by sign. And if you want to pull a card for the sign
All right, we
and
can do it by
this,
sign. Like
or
if
this
there's
could.
anybody, if for some reason anybody in the chat room do want something more personalized, we can, I don't mind doing like a quickie, like a really quick one, like one of those, like you barely knew it happened, okay?
Excellent. Well, I'm going to have you monitor the chat room then, because I suck at multitasking for the chat room and talking and thinking and all that good stuff. So, how do you feel about
Okay, so let's do you want to just go by sign? You
Yeah,
do
I'll do it by sign.
Aries and then I do Taurus, then you do the
I'm going to give astrological, energetic,
Okay.
and then you pull a card.
Okay, for each sign.
And
Okay.
offer your intuition too. So
Yeah.
we'll just probably spend the rest of the show doing that. It'll probably take, because we got 12 signs to go through. And the way that I'm going to set this up is I'm putting the sun on the first house. So if you are an Aries rising, that's where the full moon is going to be affecting you. If you're a Taurus rising, that house is where the full moon is going to be. Things like that. So just to help you track it, and I use whole sign house for my work. So if you, so I'll start with Aries, right? And so if you have an Aries sun, moon, or rising sign, this full moon is going to be hitting your sixth and 12th house. Not always the easiest, if you will, to work with, but because this is the house of retreat. This is the house of when you're working with the six and 12, there's deep, there's healing and there's, but there's work to do and self-improvement. And it has to do with our health, not just physical health, but mental, emotional health, things like that. And so when you have a full moon here, you're going to be working with allowing yourself to let, wait a minute, I'm wrong. I've just pulled the wrong chart. Mercury retrograde. I'm going to blame the damn planet. I'm sorry, Aries. I'm in the wrong house. So this is
Get out of
going,
my house.
I know, right? But guess what? It may affect you one way or the other. you never know. But anyways, this is hitting your second and your eighth houses, excuse me. And this has to do with your income and joint resources, possessions, money, what you value, what you also may need to partner with somebody on. So some of you may be releasing a loan, maybe paying off a loan at this time, or you're getting one. Maybe you're selling your home and you're buying a new one, right? New possessions, things like that. Now, remember, this square going on with Pluto is hitting your 11th house. And so in that 11th house, you may have to rely on others, or you may have to give up some of your social life because money's constricted, or you're getting a new income or new job, and you have to dedicate more to that work so you can pay the loans and that sort of thing, which means you don't have as much of a social life that you might enjoy normally. So those are some things that could be coming up for you to really work with and heal. That's maybe it's like disappointment that you don't get to play as much as you are wanting to right now. Oliver, over to you, love.
Okay, I'm just going to keep it short, Aries. And within that, I can say it's very important during this full moon that you stay grounded. It's a good thing that if you have already created sort of a space for yourself where you feel that those are your four walls, or where you can feel safe, or where you can retreat, as we were just talking a little bit about, I would say that would really do you well. But I also think it's going to question your finances and where you want to take your finances further when it comes to also your own security for the future. Not that there's anything bad, it's just that it's going to be a day of introspection and looking at these things. So for me, when I look at you, it's important you stay grounded where you're at, and it would be fantastic if you're not a free-floating spirit, you know, a nomad, because right now you could definitely use a point where you can anchor yourself.
Cool. All right. Taurus, now you're on the spot because this is a full moon opposite your sun. So if you are a Taurus sun, moon, or rising sign, you may be feeling that push and pull between what you need in order to heal. Maybe you need a little space. Now, this is going to come through your relationships. It's your first and seventh houses that are being affected. So you're most likely, Taurus and Scorpio, I'll say that, are feeling this evaluation happening in relationships, squaring off with, you know, your 10th house here. So it's like, okay, do I really have the right relationships in my life that support the kind of legacy that I want to leave behind? You're really looking at evaluating the people and the places that energize you the most, that allow you to be able to do what you do best without interference, but also knowing that you serve a higher purpose, whatever that calling is for you, and saying, I need to make sure I surround myself with the people and places and things that support the bigger picture. And if they're holding me down, I gotta let it go.
Love it.
What you got, honey bun?
Oh, squirrel. What I'm getting here, Taurus, is that there's money owed to you, and it seems to be coming your way. Again, finances. I don't know why. Why is finances coming up so much? Is that something to do with the planetary stuff going on right now?
It's Scorpio, definitely up. Yeah, no, it's up. I think everybody's feeling the pinch right now.
Well, that's true. Besides that, yeah, people are feeling the pinch. But yeah, money's owed to you and it's coming to you. You might see evidence of that this full moon, obviously, which is like tax season has just been here. So, you know, you may just be getting some money back from taxes. But besides that, it feels that there's more coming to you. It's also about how you have chosen to invest in yourself in the past that you're going to reap the benefits of that now. So altogether, not a bad full moon for you. So I would get naked and go out there and dance on the full moon.
Or skinny dip.
Or maybe somewhere secluded, but somewhere secluded. You don't want to scare off the neighbors.
Hey, you do a little skinny dipping. It wouldn't hurt
you. I know. I love that. You know that, right?
I do. Hey, it's a water sign. It's a water full moon sign. So why not go in the water and get naked? I mean, that's what I think about the Scorpio energy is if you have a pretty dominant Scorpio mindset, if you will, you love the opportunity to just be, you know, vulnerable, authentic with the people you trust. But if you don't trust them and all that, you're not going to share anything with them. So. No. You know, they always say don't piss off the Scorpio either. They don't do well with betrayal, right? They'll sting you. So,
oh, yeah.
That's for
even
sure.
Even if they think they're being betrayed, even if they're not.
Exactly.
I don't speak from experience.
I just happen to be with a Scorpio, so.
Oh, right. You are.
Yeah. Well, he's more than just a Scorpio. His sun sign is a Scorpio, but everything else is different. Anyways, Gemini. I moved to Gemini. Squirrel. Talk about squirrels. Gemini rising, sun or moon. You're being affected in your 12th and 6th house. This is where, as I was saying when I made the mistake about Aries, sorry about that. But Gemini, this is hitting that 6th and 12th house where there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes, most likely for you to go deeper into your own healing, going, maybe you're going to be asked to help others and really walk next to them as they go through their healing process and to support them. There's also a really strong indication here that you're going to find the deeper you go into your own psyche, into your own subconscious, the more your own belief systems about life, relationships, love, whatever it might be, start to change and start to morph and transition. And you can find yourself in a place where what you once thought about or believed about a particular relationship or a particular mindset, now it shifts. So.
Yes, and to just add to that, Gemini, I would say that with all of what Jamie just said, it's also important you stay, you find your strength in all of this, because it sounds also to me there'll be a lot of giving away, so to speak, but we can't just keep giving away. We also sort of have to look out for ourselves and stay strong in who we are and know what it is that we are giving away, and not too much, not too little, and find a balance in that. But yeah. So my message to you intuitively here on this full moon is to find your strength with everything that's seems to be happening within the next 24 hours to 48 hours, you know, 24 to 48 hours, I suppose, maybe a little plus minus a few days. Find your strength in that.
Love it. And I'll put another pin on the map for those who are listening with this, is that when I say sun, moon, or rising sign, if you listen to all three, if you know what those are, that helps give you an even bigger, more complete picture of how the energy could be affecting you. So I just wanted to put that out there. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we're moving on to Cancer, a smoothie little people that we can be. That would be me.
They do say that the sign more moody than Capricorn is Cancer.
Great, because I'm a Cancer with a Capricorn rising. So there you go.
We can be moody together.
We can. Let's be moody together, Oliver. Right now, I'm not feeling it, but okay.
I barely see you moody, I got to tell you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm. Let's put it this way. I'm more like the duck on water. Inside, I'm probably moody as hell most of the time. But you won't ever see it on the outside because my Capricorn is too stoic. Oh, yeah, no. I've got it all together. I've got to look perfect, you know.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to pick on Capricorn.
You totally are. I was taking this back in Los Angeles years ago. I was taking this exercise class, and I was dying. We were sitting up against the wall, you know, and I had the weights on me and everything else. And the trainer came over to me and said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm dying here." Mm-hmm. And she said, "You don't look like it." I said, "I'm dying with dignity."
That's fantastic. Dying with dignity. Yes. Yes.
There's the Capricorn.
Well, it's like my yoga teacher once said, she goes, "Megan, you kick my ass." And she said, "I didn't kick your ass. You did it yourself." I was like,
that's funny.
I'm in control of the poses. That's true. Anyways. All right. So Cancer, now that we're done picking on the Cancer and Capricorns for a little bit, this is 11th and 5th house. So you're looking at your friendships, your social life. You're looking at what kind of expression you have, how you assert yourself out into the world with your creative expressions, all of that. And so what you may find is that you have to rely on others because Pluto's in that 8th house. You may have to sit there and go, Okay, I really need to make sure that I have everybody on board in order for me to express the how I really feel and that sort of thing. Or you may say, screw it, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm just going to be me. And I think that's a great thing to do with this full moon energy. So you may have had some pressure of like hiding who you really are because you're afraid that, you know, like I was saying, that fear of rejection comes in. And this full moon could have you saying, fuck it, I'm just going to be me. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. All I can say, Cancer, is that there are certain messages coming to you this full moon. Messages that you may have been waiting for. I could even be through the dream state, through the night. But if you're looking for answers to a certain something, a project, or like relationships that you were thinking about, that you need a little bit more clarity on, it'll come to you.
Sweet. I love it.
Yeah.
Leo, we got your 10th and 4th houses here, and this is a square going on. So you're feeling this double, triple, quadruple square because the sun and moon are squaring off with Pluto and squaring off with your sun, moon, or rising sign. So it's really, really, really intense. And I would imagine that what you're working with is this push and pull between how you stand out in the world, who you're of service to, what you're of service to, versus you just want to be home and quiet and maybe, you know, you're ready to release some good stuff out into the world where people can celebrate you, but there's still some hard work that has to be done on an emotional level, you know, maybe letting go of old, ancient, ancestral belief systems that have held you back from being that big, bold, beautiful Leo that you can be. And, you know, maybe you're feeling like you've lost a little hope even that you're good enough to do the work that you're called to do. But keep in mind that you're here to leave a legacy behind. What is it that you really want people to know and to that one day when you're no longer physically here, how do you want people to remember you? So.
Beautiful. Well, Leo, on top of that, I would add to it that there's just certain times it's okay to throw the white towel in the ring and say, listen, let's just call it a truce. You know, sometimes it's not worth, you know, pushing, you know, boulders uphill. And even though, as Jamie said, there is still hard work to do, but it feels more like you said you were hinting at that the hard work, Jamie, was more like an inner journey,
yeah,
than necessarily physical work, you know, like well, you can do that too. You know, go lift some weights. why do I think that's funny? But yeah, you can also, like, it's important also for you to, you know, in between all the work you do, that sometimes, you know, you'll probably also come up against certain situations where you there's just nothing else to do.
Yep, that's true. One thing I'll point out, because we may not have time to get through every sign, is that each sign is on an axis point. In other words, you know, we start out with Aries, but if you also have a Libra, Sun, Moon, or Rising sign, that full moon is going to be in the opposite house that it was for Aries because you're on the same axis, okay? So keep that in mind that, so as we were just describing Leo, that the opposite of Leo is Aquarius. So you're feeling this square very, very intensely. And what Oliver was describing, maybe you're feeling like you've lost a little hope or there's so much internal conflict going on. You're ready to give up on something because it's just too much pain. I'm going to remind all of us, not just Leos and Aquarians, and not just Scorpios and Tauruses, because that's who's getting hit the hardest right now, that we're all human, and this is about not running from the pain, but going into it and feeling it so that we can heal it. That's the biggest theme for this. So just pointing that out. So now we're moving on to Virgo. So this is the Virgo-Pisces axis is what I'll say. And this is not me skipping away. We'll keep going as long as we can. But please know that if you have Virgo or Pisces, sun, moon, or rising, then this particular full moon is going to be in your ninth and third houses, and it will be affecting you when it comes to maybe the way in which you formulate information. You're able to take some pretty abstract concepts and bring them down into the minutiae, which is something, Virgo, you do really, really well. Pisces, you know how to dream big and bring out all these big ideas to put them into some sort of practical form. So it's telling me that a lot of you with this heavier influence of Virgo Pisces has something really powerful, artful, meaningful to share to the audiences, to the bigger picture, to something that broadens your mind as much as it broadens others, and it inspires you. It will inspire others as well. So there could be some really cool movies and playwrights and books that get released during this time too. Just saying. Oliver.
Yes, which can also lead you to certain crossroads of where should I go, right or left? And in all honesty, you may be feeling that you're being pulled in both directions. But in this case, I see balance in all of it. So for me, it's if you make a choice to go in a certain direction, it will pretty much lead you to where you need to be anyway. So it's not like I have to go right because that'll take me there. And if I have to go left, it'll take me there. It's all take you to the same place, which sounds kind of weird, but it does. I mean, from what I'm looking at.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm keeping it short.
Well, we're not going to have time to get to the other six signs as far as the individual is concerned. But like I mentioned, they all live on the same axis. So think of it this way: Aries, Libra, Taurus, Scorpio, Gemini, Sagittarius, Cancer, Capricorn, Leo, Aquarius, Virgo, Pisces. So what you'll want to do is re-listen to these influences. And if it's the opposite sign, just switch to the opposite house. And what you'll also find is that if you combine these three together, your sun, moon, and rising sign, like I say, you get a little bit more of a bigger picture, plus what Oliver is offering intuitively. All of this comes together, go, oh, just like I was mentioning yesterday with the Venus and Chiron canoodling happening. It scratched a wound, and it came through relationship, and it came through, you know, something silly, but it was that it brought out that fear of rejection, you know? So I'm just saying these predictions, these energetic updates, whatever, but most likely something will land for you. So just keep an open mind with it. This, again, this full moon is all about healing, being authentic, truthfulness, transformation in very unusual ways, and that letting go is painful, but holding on is suffering. Any wise words of wisdom, Oliver, as we have just about 3 minutes left?
Well, I don't know if I have any wise words. That's hard for me to say, but words of wisdom. But I can tell you that my radio show is on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and this Wednesday we'll be talking about the golden ratio, which I'm doing a little bit of research on. Right? Yeah, it is kind of cool. It's another way to just listen and heal, and it's supposed to. But I'm diving a little deeper into it and seeing what it's all about. So that's we'll be talking about golden ratio on Wednesday. And then of course, you know, daily over at onetolisten.com, and I still got my videos. My top up is supposed to have been out, like they should be out today, but I've yet to see them posted, but that could be any minute now. So I'm just shamelessly plugging my YouTube channel with you, or what, Wellness Beyond Intuition. So your love squeeze for the week is up, and that was up Friday. So you can get some guidance in the love department.
I love that you're doing this. I mean, that's such a wonderful creative outlet for you, and so spot on. And, you know, I always look forward to the top ups and that sort of thing of like, ooh, what's next, you know?
And they're easy and they're fast.
Yeah. I mean, they're in the moment. They're up to date, kind of, you know, so it's great. It's really great. Well, thank you for playing today with me.
I love you.
I love you and just being so wonderful as you are. And Jay, thanks for producing and everyone for listening and playing in the chat room. And I did actually multitask and check. I didn't see any questions in there. But hopefully whatever we offered today was helpful. If nothing else, just to know that you're perfectly imperfect human, and we all are, and it's okay. It's really okay. So, however I can support you, I know Oliver's offered as well. We'll be at 1-2 listen. I do have several appointments this week already booked. So if you want to find me and I'm available, I'm happy to talk then, or we set something up. So there is a scheduler on 1-2 listen that you can book time with the individuals. So all of that to say, have a wonderful rest of the week. May the force continue to be with all of us, because that's who we are, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everybody.